Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's the last day before the House breaks for summer recess. The Senate joins them in a week, so you know what that means. Joining us to discuss the summer recess and all things political is Bill Maher, host of the indispensable Political Gab Fest, HBO's Real Time, where each week he skewers the hapless politicians who happen to wander into his unforgiving path. Bill, thanks for joing us today.
Amy, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
New career for you?
Well, we've been doing this for this week, and it's been great fun.
You're far too reasonable for right-wing radio.
Well, it's not right-wing radio. It's public radio, so...
That's what I meant to say.
So, Bill, today the House leaves for summer recess. The Senate is following them next week. We're interested in getting your take on how they did these first 6 months. So what are your end of the school year grades for the Democratic leadership? Let's start with POTUS. How would you grade him?
Didn't you have a birthday last week?
I did indeed. You remembered.
Okay, I just had to get that in. The president? Well, you know, I think it's great we have a president who can have a beer after we had a dry drunk for 8 years with all that entailed and all that pent-up hostility.
Okay, we're talking about Obama, not Bush.
So I'm just saying, you know, when you do have to compare because otherwise you lose perspective. You know, we're back to a truth-based administration, not mm-hmm. that all politicians don't lie to a certain degree. But, you know, it's interesting when you note, for example, last week we found out that the Bush administration had suppressed these pictures of the polar ice cap melting. Mm. You know, I think that tells you a lot about the difference between a year ago and now. Their view was, oh, the polar ice caps are melting. How can we suppress the pictures? Now we have an administration that thinks, oh, how can we fix the problem?
Well, let's compare a year ago to now. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, she has managed to drive down her approval ratings below that of your favorite ex-Vice President Dick Cheney. How do you think she's doing?
Well, the Congress, now look, I'm not a fan of the Congress, the Democrats or the Republicans. Obviously, the Republicans are no help and the Democrats are little help. You know, if they punk out on this public option, which is what they're looking like they're going to do now, I mean, come on. You see why the Democrats, I won't become one. Give me a break. If they can't get this done with 60 senators and a majority in the House of Representatives, I mean, talk about a mandate. How about man up? Forget mandate. Man up.
Well, Congress, we had Congressman Wiener on the show, and he...
Congressman Wiener?
From New York.
I'm not familiar with him.
And he shares your views. He's a progressive on the House side, and he thinks that the Blue Dogs have really gotten in the way and, you know, hijacked the party sort of to the right. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but I mean, the party had been drifting to the right for the last 30 years. You know, I said a few weeks ago on our show, I think what this country needs, you know, people talk about a third party. We need a first party because the Democrats have become what the Republicans used to be when I was a kid. They are the party, excuse me, of special interests. They're the party of big business. You know, if you want a party that represents the credit card companies and the banks and the pharmaceuticals, I mean, you already have a party with the Democrats.
But let's get back then to Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's the, you know, from San Francisco, one of the most liberal districts in the country, and she's the Speaker of the House leading the Democrats in the House. So what does it take?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're asking me to be the guy who defends the Democrats, I'm not your guy. You're thinking of Al Franken.
Which brings me to Joe Biden.
Speaking of, oh, Lord.
So I don't know about you, but I keep thinking that they're going to have to figure out a way to sort of shuffle him off the stage, off the ticket for 2012. Do you think he'll be sticking around?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about that with someone just the other day. Yeah, I couldn't help but notice this week when the Republican talking point came up that what the Obama administration is really trying to do with their health care plan is to find a way to euthanize old people, that they want to come to your door and try to kill the old white people. And I thought Obama's thinking, no, not all the old white people, just Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh. I shouldn't even laugh at that. Well, you know, I'm going to give the Democrats a little bit of a break on this health care
wow.
sort of, you know, disarray, that it suggests to me that healthcare is just really complicated, really hard. You have so many competing interests that even in the Democratic Party, the Blue Dogs versus the Progressives, I'm not sure that it's so much a problem of leadership, Blue Dogs versus Progressives, just that it's a sixth of the economy the size of France. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And of course, there's very little honesty about what the real problems are in healthcare. I mean, nobody is really talking about the fact that cost cannot be controlled as long as the profit motive is so prevalent. I mean, the big problem with cost is that doctors order too many tests and services and so forth, much of which is not needed. But, you know, they bought that MRI machine, and damn it, they're going to pay for it.
Well, you know, medical malpractice drives a lot of that. Medical malpractice drives a lot of that.
Yes, absolutely, on that side. And also, you know, the big elephant in the room that I'm always talking about on this show is that, you know, we'll never get health care under control because nobody talks about why people are so unhealthy. It's just accepted in this country that when you reach your, oh, I don't know, 50s, 60s, certainly 70s, you're going to fall apart. The body's natural progression is towards senescence and ill health, which is nonsense. We are in bad shape physically because we are up our lifestyle, because we live a crap lifestyle. We eat the wrong food, and we don't have to be this sick. We live on supermarket junk and pharmaceuticals, and you know, we're just a slightly healthier version of Michael Jackson.
Well, looking ahead to when Congress returns after this August recess, do you have any predictions? What do you think will cap and trade actually, you know, get out of the gate on the Senate side?
Oh, I don't think Cap'n Crunch would get out of the gate on the Senate side. you know, that's another one that Democrats look like they're punking out on. I sure hope so. You know, I mean, it's interesting to note that cap and trade is, or should be, the conservative point of view. When George Bush's father was president, cap and trade was the Republican conservative solution to pollution. They used it on acid rain. It's interesting to know. We were talking a minute ago about how the country has drifted to the right. You know, the Democrats, again, you know, their position is really the conservative position on this, because the Republican Party, you know, has gone so far to the right that their position on global warming is the world will end when Jesus says it will.
There are certainly some who might take that view. But, Bill, this is so great. Thank you.
No, they've said it. I've heard many people in the Congress, Republican congressmen, have basically said, not basically, they've said it in so many words. And these are some of them who are on the committee. You know, these are important people making important decisions about our survival as a planet. And their view is, you know what? The Bible says God will decide when the world ends. So,
well,
really,
what are we
worrying our pretty heads about?
Well, I'm a supporter of the separation of church and state, so I hope that's not the way that these policies are decided. But Bill, thank you so much for joining us. We can always count on you. I can always count on you. Thank you so much.
I mean, to make you nervous and get me off the line. Uh-oh, he's starting to talk about religion. Wrap up.
Listeners, that was Bill Maher, a host of HBO's Real Time. You can catch a new episode tonight. Thanks so much.
You were kind of shuffling him towards the door there as he mentioned Jesus.
Getting into that territory.